The Plattsburgh Common Council voted on a resolution last Thursday that would allow the city chamberlain to create a capital project called Miscellaneous Street Work. The $145,000 cost would come through an advance from the general fund that would be repaid by the end of the year through bonding. Ward 2 Democrat Mike Kelly is concerned about how the capital projects come up for approval. He notes that in this instance, there were three street work-related items, two of which had been previously budgeted. But the third item was not part of the 2015 capital plan.
I just couldn't see my way clear to support something that was a new expense, you know, a previously unbudgeted expense, at a time when we're being told over and over again that the city is in pretty rough shape financially. And during the meeting, I also found out that there are many capital projects that are budgeted and money is actually borrowed for each year that never get started. There must be some way we can better control our budgeting and our capital planning to make sure that doesn't happen.
As president pro tem of the city council, Ward 1 Democrat Rochelle Armstrong is the body's finance officer. She notes that unanticipated expenses come up during the fiscal year.
Mike Kelly's point was one that underlines concerns that the council, some members at least, and members of the finance committee have expressed regarding wanting, at the time capital projects are proposed, a clearer outlook, data-supported evidence that certain projects are going to be needed. And I really hope that in the future that we can avoid unanticipated additions in costs because it makes planning very difficult.
Plattsburgh Mayor James Calnon submits a proposed budget to the City Council in the fall, and they modify and approve it by year's end. A number of infrastructure projects are included in the capital plan. Calnon explains that most are included and identified in the fall budget proposal.
But then there's a whole host of other projects that are too small in nature, and sidewalks may be the best example. It's just too numerous to elucidate. That's why it's called miscellaneous paving or miscellaneous sidewalks. They're fairly general in nature, but they're the kinds of things that we need to do, the kind of repairs that we need to do. This is a good discussion for the council to have. Every project, every job, every item of spending needs to be reviewed, and if a slight reduction doesn't put us in a bad position, it's something the council should consider. If it does put us in a bad position, though, you know, we need to be really careful about being penny wise and pound foolish.
The funds were approved on a 5-1 vote, with the nay cast by Kelly. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.